The only thing we have to fear is insufficient fear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's happened again. Children picked up by Child Protective Services because their parents allowed them to play unsupervised.
My name is Rafi, and I'm 10 years old.
Rafi Metiv and his sister were again picked up by the police after their dad left them to play alone at a public playground outside Washington, D.C.
We drove past the park on Spring in Georgia, and we stopped, and I said, "Dad, can you please drop us off here so we can play a little and walk home?"
Of course, the neighbors saw the kids playing alone, called the police, and according to their mom, Danielle, they sat for 3 hours in the patrol car and 2.5 hours in the crisis center without dinner before they finally got home, and they were terrified.
All we did was let our kids go to the park, and we're just amazed that this is, such a big deal and that this is considered neglect.
Danielle, you see, is part of the free-range child movement. And she believes that the real danger to kids is too much coddling due to parents behaving like Secret Service details. And even though we in the media have spent countless hours trying to convince Danielle that her family is surrounded by terrorists, predators, kidnappers, identity thieves, people texting while driving, she remains stubbornly unafraid. For free-range parents, there's something much scarier than the predators who want to kidnap their kids. And that's the strangers trying to protect them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.